our ocean. Aotearoa is surrounded by the sea, and the sea is a taonga. Our oceans support more than 15,000 known species. Many marine species in Aotearoa are found nowhere else in the world, and there are an estimated 50,000 more to discover. Life on Earth depends on the ocean. The ocean is part of our lives. We may swim in it, sail on it, or eat food from it. Whether we live by the ocean or not, it affects us all because it controls climate, supports life, erodes and creates land, provides resources. In New Zealand waters, 22% of marine mammals, 90% of seabirds, and 80% of shorebirds are threatened with or at risk of extinction. Many people imagine the seafloor to be flat, but the seabed has the same variety of landscapes that we see on land. Hidden below the ocean are mountains, volcanoes, trenches, canyons, valleys, and plains. This variety of landscapes supports many different marine organisms. Our big blue backyard. New Zealand is surrounded by the sea. The sea is our taonga. Our connections to it are strong. More than 75% of New Zealanders live within 10 kilometres of the coast. Even if you live inland, you are never further than a couple of hours' drive from the sea. The sea is an important part of our Kiwi lifestyle. Whether you use it for recreation, harvesting food and other resources, or for spiritual well-being. Our marine environment includes New Zealand's territorial sea, from the shore out to 12 nautical miles. Exclusive economic zone from 12 nautical miles from the shore to 200 nautical miles from the shore. These areas are governed by New Zealand laws and are used by a variety of people, industries, and organisations. Our marine diversity. New Zealand's marine environment is rich and complex because it covers a large area with different temperatures, from subtropical to subantarctic, over 30 degrees of latitude. It sits above an active plate boundary. It is a long way away from other countries. This means New Zealand has many different marine habitats and species. Our blue economy. People have always used resources from the sea. Now we need to think about how we can best use marine resources for the benefit of everyone without harming the environment. Marine ecosystems need to be carefully studied and managed so activities in the marine environment are not only good for the economy and employment, but are based on healthy, thriving marine ecosystems that are sustained for future generations. Our marine areas are not well studied. Less than 1% of our marine areas have been surveyed. More than 15,000 species have been discovered, and on average, 7 new marine species are identified every 2 weeks. Scientists think there may be as many as 65,000 marine species in New Zealand waters. Because we are a long way from other countries, many of these species are endemic, which means they are not found anywhere else in the world.